this manage this young man's expectations. And you don't do that by bashing his father. Listen, kids are resilient and intelligent, and he will come to know whether or not his father is going to follow through on things he says, or he's not. What you need to do in talking to your son is to make sure that his self-worth, his self-esteem, his validation is not tied up in what anybody else does, including his father. You need to have those conversations with him. Your worth as a human being, your value as a human being, does not depend on what someone else says or does. If I let you down as your mother, it's not because you're not worth better from me, it's because I'm fallible and I'm human. If your father lets you down because he doesn't do something he said he was going to do, then that doesn't mean you're not a valuable human being. Your father is fallible. Okay. He does the best he can with what he has at the time, and if that's disappointing to you at the time, then it's okay to be disappointed, but it's not okay to say, if he loved me, if I was more lovable, he would. You have to make sure he understands that about you and about you and about everybody else in this world. Okay. And I don't think you should say you can't talk to your father on the phone. You prepare it. Look, you know, we're not perfect. Mom and Dad are not perfect. We may say things that we don't follow through on. I'm sorry for that. If he doesn't, I hope he apologizes. If he doesn't apologize,